621, 48 degrees. Another good morning, other than the news. But not all news is bad. Some of it's very good, especially when we check in with a guy who, well, the one way to put it is there are very few people that have ever made the impact on Westland that Bill Wilde has. An incredible run as mayor. Tough for everybody when he retired. He retired to become president and CEO of the Midwest Independent Retailers Association based in West Bloomfield. And Bill, it was great seeing you up at Mackinac. And I remember seeing you right outside one of the places there near where we were broadcasting. And we were overwhelmed with guests. And we said, you know what, we're going to talk to you when we get back. And that's what we're doing right now. I hope it went well up there for you. Good feeling, positive.
Yeah. Good morning, Paul. Boy, it really was a nice conference, and I think overall the feeling was extremely positive, and maybe some of it had to do with the wonderful weather we had. But this was one of the largest crowds I could remember, and there was just a buzz this year on the island, and it was certainly nice to see you and Ann set up in the parlor there at the Grand Hotel and doing your business, and I think overall it was a very productive conference for everybody.
I think so, too. I think so, too. You miss being mayor?
You know, I do miss being mayor on a lot of days, but there's certainly days that I don't, and you know, when days like today, you know, with the news that you were talking about earlier today, I've known mayors across the country that have had to try to pull their communities together after events like that, and it's tough. And so I certainly miss parts of being the mayor, but not all of them.
You broke up just a little bit at the end of that, but I feel your pain, and I understand and how difficult it must be as the leader of a city that gets hit, which unfortunately can happen anywhere at any time with these mass shootings that have become far too regular, a regular part of our life, which we cannot accept as such. But that's another story for another time. I don't want to get bogged down on that right now because it'd be difficult to do anything else. But meanwhile, our state is looking to improving ourselves with great concern at the population of our state and how we're going to make the state more attractive and assure it to be a great place to live for people who are already here. We don't want them to leave. And for people who might think of coming here, because a lot of people want to get out of, say, New York or California. And Michigan's a great place to be. What are your thoughts?
You know, for years we've talked about, you know, the talent drain and people with four-year degrees and our kids leaving the state. And we've always kind of, you know, pulled our hair out because of it. What I liked about this year was we're starting to take a longer look at things. And, you know, when we look at things like migration or climate migration, that sounds pretty scary, but I believe it's going to be a real thing. And when you look at that, probably in the next 20, 30, 40 years, you're going to start to see migration coming back to the Midwest and places like Michigan. And so I like the fact that the governor's taken a proactive approach to this, and she appointed one of her cabinet level positions to study this, and she put together a great team to make recommendations. And, you know, population's important to the state. It's important to the economy. And I like the fact that we're taking a proactive look at this potential climate migration, which could be potentially a boon for the state of Michigan.
Bill Wilde, president and CEO of the Michigan Independent Retailers Association. I had to like what Bill Ford had to say. Basically, when there's all this talk of could we lose the big three, et cetera, et cetera, Bill Ford said, Ford is all in on Michigan.
Yeah, well, when Bill Ford's there's always a full house and it was standing room only, and Bill's conversations are always very candid, but they're entertaining as well. And, you know, he talked a lot about how Ford was ready to pivot with whatever way the market goes. And he addressed head on, you know, the conversation about, you know, Ford starting investments in other states, and he says that he wants those investments to be in Michigan. He shared some comments with the governor about why they were looking at other states, that Michigan just wasn't ready for economic development at that level. And the governor came back and worked with the legislature, and in a very short time, they got their act together, and I think we saw some of those investments with, like, the battery plant in Marshall and other investments. And Bill said as long as he's at the helm, you know, they're going to be in Michigan.
You spent a lot of time promoting your organization, the Michigan Independent Retailers Association, and ways the folks that you represent can help the great state of Michigan. That go over well for you?
Yeah, the event gave me a good chance to kind of rekindle some relationships and kind of pivot from my public life to this new private role. And, you know, there's a couple things that are addressing the state that I think our association can help with. And one of them is working with our independent retailers to help solve some of the food deserts in the state. And I think we can play a big role in the EV rollout at the state as well.
Well, I think you can too, and with your experience, I think that this organization should be thrilled to have you as president and CEO at a time when they're all going to be called upon to act in a good, positive way, that we're all in this together to help this state overcome some of our obstacles, some self-created and otherwise. And I appreciate you and look forward to talking to you more often, Bill.
Thanks, Paul, and good luck to you in your new time slot.
Thank you very much. I hope, like you said when you left, you could spend more time with your family. I hope I'll be able to do the same. Thank you, sir. We approach 6:29 at News Talk 760 WJR.